Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and we have an extraordinary entrepreneur in a very hot space. And she is the CEO and founder of Paw Pro and Positive Care Foundation, Katrina Grauer. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you, David. I'm very excited to be here today and to speak about our projects.
Well, pet ownership has grown exponentially and obviously through COVID, when people truly started to value the companionship and the unbelievable love that can be shared in having a pet. But along with it, an awareness occurred of elevating the responsibility of pet ownership and understanding how innovation, technology can be applied to that responsibility and to that bond that we became so familiar with. For you, you're a certified pet nutritionist. You're a pet tech innovator and best known, obviously, as the founder and CEO of Paw Pro. For you, what was it that put you into this space so early and now understanding how to create longevity wellness for our pets?
Well, I think I got into the space ever since I got my first dog when I was just 6 years old.
And what kind of dog was it?
It was a German Shepherd.
I have a German. I have a German dog too. I have a Dachshund.
Ah, cool dog. So I had a German Shepherd. Her name was Alma, and she was with the family for over 15 years. And she was my best friend, and we grew up together. And she was just like another child in the family, and she was a family member. And when she passed away, it impacted the family tremendously. I, of course, since that time grew up, and I had multiple other dogs, and how I end up in actually entrepreneurship in this space and starting a foundation for responsible pet ownership is by having another dog, my fantastic Yorkshire, who is 19 years old right now, Wally. And he was a huge inspiration for me to start doing the research for bacteria-based supplements, for health optimization. And from that point, I just realized that the impact that we can do together as responsible pet owners on the pet health is enormous. And if you read the statistics, one in three pets who come to the vet office is malnourished and has improper nutrition. So this became my life journey to become a certified nutritionist to make sure that I can provide not only my dog the best solutions, but all other pets as well. So for me, it's a big mission of my life. And I hope together by educating pet owners, we can make an impact on pet health.
And you are certainly doing that. One of the interesting things that I teach entrepreneurs is that we don't transition careers. We expand our skills. We expand our knowledge of who and what, and we focus them or align them or create synergies with our desires. Obviously, pet care and pets are a great desire of yours, but your background is more like mine in economics and the law, very pragmatic and quantitative in your own analysis. What are some of the skills and knowledge that you expanded into being 40 under 40, a top 100 women's business innovator, all these different awards, but you're now a certified pet nutritionist and entrepreneur. What were the skills and knowledge that you expanded into pet care?
Well, I think, again, it comes from my background. I came, I was born into a family of doctors. So for me, healthy lifestyle and preventive care was always a part of a lifestyle. And afterwards, I studied, of course, and I decided not to become a doctor to oppose my family. But nevertheless, I became first entrepreneur before I became a nutritionist. So I think it's a combined knowledge of understanding the demand and supply. I think this is the number one knowledge that you have to really understand. And that really helped me to develop this product, because not only that we first developed the scientific part of this product, we created the product based on questioning quite a lot of people about the form of the product, how would they like to administer this product to the dogs, and so on. So just communicating with your potential buyers was a huge, huge advantage for us. And this is something that I learned early in my education. And then during my MBA, it really helped me to structure my thoughts and be able to present products, be able to, you know, build impactful solutions. And that was really fantastic knowledge. And I'm very thankful and glad that I was able to get the education that I received.
And that education was out of necessity. One of the things I find about extraordinary women entrepreneurs is that they are much better, much capable of taking a situation where they see a need and not just passing it by, actually doing something about it, whether it be how to put a child in a car seat while they're still wearing their jacket, or here in this case, when there's no hope, no options, no opportunities in traditional veterinarian care, how to pursue an alternative product solution. And ultimately, as you are an MBA with the background in law, creating an IP with it and patenting this bacteria-based formula that actually restored Wally's health and helped form the core of Paw Pro's product line. Why or how did you find that it was bacteria-based that was causing the ailments of your loved one?
Well, actually, the topic was how to optimize his immune system, because when he was diagnosed with pancreatitis inflammation, I went from one doctor to another. And after visiting four different doctors, and they told me about the same thing, that the only hope that his immune system is going to kick in and he's going to recover, although he was already almost 15 years old at the time, they told me to maybe it's time to prepare to let him go. And I loved him unconditionally. He was like my child. And I looked at him and he looked at me with these eyes, "Mommy, help me." And I knew that just a week ago, he was perfectly healthy. So I couldn't really accept the fact that, you know, it could be our last weeks together. So coming from a family of doctors, I know that, for example, probiotics and a lot of minerals can help optimize your immune system. And what the doctors recommended me, antibiotics and pain management is actually something that hurting, not helping. So I decided to take alternative route and risk, and he was not looking that he was in enormous pain. So I skipped the pain management and I skipped antibiotics and went directly to optimize his health through giving him probiotic bacteria and supplements. And at the time I was advising Reelings Health Institute that specializes in health optimization for humans. So I was able to get the raw materials that I was required to get. And I actually, my first formulation, I mixed in my own kitchen and gave to my dog, and he got better. And from that point, we did a massive research. There was over 35 people involved in research and product development. And now we're able to provide this solution to all pet owners.
And you've authored several books, including your claim book, The Positive Care, which is nutrition for pets. And it really bridges the gap between the scientific research that you have done and your group has done in everyday pet parenting. So you're now empowering thousands, if not millions, of readers around the world on how best to take care of and expand the life of our loved ones, which still to this day, the loss of my original dachshund at 18 years old was one of the most difficult days of my life. And I actually took a few years off before I could own another dog because I was so hurt in pain by the loss, as you, I'm sure, can understand. Now, you have a capital raise and a mission tied to it. And yes, this campaign is at positive.fund. Mm-hmm. Where can people go and give me a little bit of the details about the raise?
So currently, we actually doing two processes in parallel. We are launching our product sales at the United States, and we're doing it with a partnership with GoFund Yourself. So we were at the show, and there you can scan our QR code and contact us directly. And I'm sure David will be able to provide the link directly as well under this video. And on the other side, we are developing Positive Foundation. And what does Positive Foundation do? It's a bridge between pet owners, brands, and animal shelters. So we organize community that will support pet owners, and not only pet owners, it supports pets first of all. And not every pet is lucky to have a pet owner. There's a lot of animals who are in the shelters. That's why me in Puff Pro, we support animal shelters with our products. With every purchase, we donate a product to animal shelter. But also I want to reach that opportunity to other pet brands, because I know that there is always extra products that you can donate. And not every, for example, brand has an opportunity to reach out to the shelter. Maybe, you know, they don't have administrative force to do that. So we provide this platform to make this process very simple. In addition, we are also on our Positive Care Foundation. We have a separate area where people can support animals in the shelters by donating directly to the animal, and we will pass this donation to the shelter. So there's a lot of ways to be involved, and there is a lot of ways you can help, from buying the product to donating to just participating in pet nutrition classes and just maybe reading the book, so you can impact your own pet health and just make a difference in whatever way is comfortable for you, because everything is counted, because together we can really impact a lot of animals.
Yeah. And before we get to the final question with GoFund Yourself, which you did an extraordinary job, people can catch on Cheddar. It's the number one show on Cheddar now. And we have great entrepreneurs, innovators like Katrina, giving and doing well to do good. And that's what makes me so fulfilled about the show. But there are cultural differences. You've won awards in the United States and around the world. Is it consistent, people's relationships with pets throughout the countries internationally, or do certain countries have different types of relationships with their pets?
It's actually a very interesting topic, because we are planning to create a little show actually displaying these differences. So we're going to speak about what kind of unique aspects come with pet ownership, for example, in Germany, in the United States, in Japan, in Dubai. For example, in Japan, pets surpassed amount of children. So this is, I think, a very interesting fact. And also in Japan, they have temples. Buddhist temples to pray for the rest of their pets. In France, for example, they have a fantastic animal cemetery in the middle of Paris. And also, for example, there's a specific traditions of animal care in different countries. Japan already been established with use of probiotics in a regular everyday nutrition, which only comes right now to United States and now Europe. In Dubai, for example, pets are not allowed to live inside based on cultural and religion tradition. So if you would like to have a pet in a proper Arabic family, you have to build a house outside of your house for your pet. So it's there's a lot of different.
This is where the term doghouse comes from, if you're married. Oh, you're in the doghouse. I get it now. Okay.
Believe me, there are some beautiful, beautiful dog houses with training facility, with oases outside that, you know, people really invest their money in to make sure that the pet is comfortable. So yes, there is a huge differences, and this is something that I think is going to come later on our YouTube channel. We will produce a small documentary showcasing all these differences.
Well, people buy on emotion for logical reasons, and they're tied emotionally to their pet, as you can tell from Katrina and I, both tied to it. If you want to see and learn more about Paw Pro, then go to
aminospro.com and pawpro.com in United States.
Yeah, and we also have positive .fund. And you could also check out GoFund Yourself on Cheddar. We have the link below. We'll have the QR code. You can make a great investment. You can do well and do good with Paw Pro and Katrina Grauer. Thank you so much for joining me, the founder and CEO of Paw Pro. Check out Positive Care Foundation. Do well and do good here with David Meltzer and Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.